that we have a subcommittee work on an emergency cash plant management plan.
Yep,
with that staff.
Include consideration of a bridge loan.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's
can
see,
I
let
get
me write,
wording
get,
on this? I have so far that we have a working group.
Working group, yeah. Susan, can you give us that one more time?
Yeah, that there be a working group to develop an emergency cash management plan, including a possible bridge loan, and that the group work with the national office in putting that together.
Okay.
I have a suggestion that I think should happen in executive session. So.
Can you make that suggestion now or no?
I'm still beating very edit. I have so far that we have a working group to develop an emergency cash management plan, including a possible bridge loan, and that the working group work with the PNB to
with the national office.
Oh, national office to
come back with a recommendation.
Wow, that keyboard is burning up.
Mr. Chair, could I point out, we did have an executive session last time. And,
yes.
I think we are allowed to say that cash management prioritization and contingency planning was in that. So I just want to point out that some of what we may be covering here may have been an executive session, just so everybody's conscious. You know, I'm not saying don't talk about it. I'm just saying, just so we're all conscious that we may be discussing things that may have, you know, been an executive session last time or near them. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Paul. That's important to remember. So the motion as it stands, we have a working group to develop an emergency cash management plan that include a possible bridge loan, and that the working group work with the national office to come back with a recommendation.
Correct.
Okay.
Brian?
Yeah, Brian?
Might it speed things up if we also ask LaVarne to just assess what our credit and debt financing options are at this point?
Oh, absolutely. I can do the ratios.
That'll be number two.
Ask the
ICFO to assess our credit. What was that?
And debt financing.
Debt financing, yeah. So we'll just do, their ratios that you actually look at to determine the.
Okay.
Well, I would actually just go to the banks we have a relationship with and say, what can we get?
We can do that, too.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Are you finished there, Brian?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Alberto?
A question as part of the discussion of this item.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to direct my question to Brian Edwards Dicker.
Go ahead.
Brian.
Yes, sir.
Can you give us a report to this honorable body about the $400,000 loan that was secured by, or $300,000 that was secured by the $400,000 CD of KPFA's little cushion there? What has come of that?
We still can't touch it.
No. Understanding that this money was borrowed in August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, 7 months ago. Where is that, Mr. Edward Sticker?
As far as I know, it's still at Wells Fargo Bank, and we still can't
Thank you,
touch
sir.
It. And the national office is still making minimum payments on it, which will not get us that money anytime soon.
Okay. Thank you.
But you wanted a brief report.
Thank you, sir.
Nice and brief. All right. So we have a motion with two parts to form a work group and come back with a recommendation, and also to ask the ICFO to assess our credit and debt financing options. Are there any objections, any comments on this motion? Pardon?
Is the second part of the motion there?
Well, I made it a part of the motion, yeah.
Okay, could you just say it again fast?
We asked the ICFO to assess our credit and debt financing options.
Okay, I got it.
And is there any comment, or can we accept this and make this working group and move on? Okay, no comments. Are there any objections? No objections. That's good. Okay, so let's sign up for the working group. I would be on that working group.
I'll serve.
Okay, Susan. Susan and I. Any other stalwart volunteers out there?
Yeah, of course I'm on there. So.
I'll be on it.
Yeah, we'll work with Lamont and Grace.
I'll be on it.
Okay, Campbell, and who was the other person?
R. Paul?
Did you volunteer?
List, you should reiterate the list.
Okay, so far we have Jamie, Susan, Grace, Campbell, LaVarne.
And R. Paul.
Did R. Paul, did you say you wanted to be on it?
Yeah.
Okay, and R. Paul. Okay, good.
I have a question. This is Grace.
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
How is this this group, working group, going to be different from the Strategic Planning Committee work?
Maybe it won't be that different, and we can copy what they do.
Great. If I could, Mr. Chair, if I could insert.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that this work will dovetail into the strategic plan. I think the strategic plan has to initially take an overview of sort of what is the what is the status of the foundation as a whole and the individual pieces. This looking at cash needs and bridge financing is a critical first step that we need to be prepared to address. So looking at these simultaneously, to me, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, plus if I could interject there, this is a good role for the Finance Committee in this whole process, you know.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, well, that's good. So then,
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Alberto.
Yeah, I just want to point out to the whole subcommittee or the working group, the properties at A, K, and T are not on the table. Thank you.
Okay. All right, well, so I will be, nobody has any objections. I'll work on convening this group.
Yay!
And then that brings us to the end of that item. Now we're on to item 4. Now we're on the next item, which is the stimulus package, and what can we get out of that? So I'll let LaVarne go ahead with that.
Yeah, we were told that actually the stimulus package has funding for not necessarily not for profits, but for companies that have severance packages where they're actually paying the COBRA for their employees. So they're supposed to be able to get like a credit from the stimulus package for 6 months of COBRA payment by the firms that are paying for people who actually receive the severance payment package, I think from October or November forward. So that's a real thing, and that's something that, you know, I would like to ask the committee. I mean, I'm working it from another end in terms of talking with Berkeley City Council person for our Berkeley, for our station. So I'm trying to arrange a luncheon meeting with one of the KPFA listeners and Linda Mayo to talk about that. So if anyone else can like talk with their local congressperson's office to just say, you know, what's in there for us in the STEM package.
So, okay, if I understand, LaVarne, the stimulus package would include payment for COBRA for people who are laid off.
Right. Right.
And the question is, how do we get involved in that?
Right. And you know, we just need to get it going in terms of applying, and also in terms of what other opportunities are actually in the stimulus package for the foundation.
Do you have any documentation regarding an application for this?
No, that's what I was asking, if all of us can kind of work on that, kind of see if there's, you know, what the documentation is, and or you know, I can ask the person. Actually, Phil has a gator call us and well, send us a little note because you know hello. One of our farm employees called, sent a note to us, and let us know about that.
Okay.
It would be helpful if you could forward that note.
Okay.
Because the Sirius package is a big deal. I mean, there's just a lot of it. And so if somebody has identified something where we think we have a real shot at it, that would be extremely helpful.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, what I'm saying is that if we had maybe a little someone who has some spare time and can search for to see if they're like local community, like the businesses in the community are actually like with KPFT, you know, maybe well, not KPFT because that boy doesn't want the stimulus package, but
The legislature is going to stick it down his throat. They've already said that.
Oh, very good. Very good. So, yeah. So, you know, if you could just ask in your local area, see, you know, what the... So, like I said, chatted with one of our KPFA listeners, and we're supposed to have them get together with Linda Mayo. And in the meantime, I'll just call up Pete Stark's office, who's my representative in Union City, and ask them what the package gives, allows, or, you know, the little bit is in there for a not-for-profit foundation.
I would hope that if you're meeting with local government folks out here, you're involving KPFA's manager, who's also our development person, in the conversation.
Oh, this is just a little luncheon, but, you know, I will definitely do that because I've been trying to get Lim on this whole big benefit for next month on April the 15th. So that would be great. That would be wonderful. And, you know, if I can, get her involved with that, too. But, yeah, I'll extend the invitation when we get it.
I guess, let me just say from KPFT, you know, it may be that Alberto has a good sense of things. But I don't know what we would ask for attributable to KPFT that would fit in the stimulus package. I just don't know.
Okay.
And maybe there is a better understanding of what would work with WBAI.
Well,
you know, because there have been layoffs.
Right.
It's federal funds granting it's possible to waste a lot of time and not get anything. So if somebody has got a good lead, that would be helpful.
Precisely.
Can I add a comment?
The COBRA thing is to reduce costs for employees, not employers.
The thing is that we're actually paying the COBRA for the employees.
Oh, as part of the severance package?
Yes.
I see.
And most of I just want to add that most of the fine print on that whole stimulus package, I want to say, is not out yet.
Right.
They're still hammering it out, and who knows, there might be other opportunities. I mean, besides the COBRA, there might be opportunities being hammered right now as we speak into the stimulus package. But my impression, my very light understanding at this time, is that most of the money, while it is going to be channeled through the states, it is going to end up at the counties and the cities, at the city and the county level. And a lot of our county, not only in Texas, but in most places, most of our county officials and our city officials are already licking their chops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So that's just that's perhaps an opportunity that we need to explore, and I'm trying to do it here, but... through our local government, because I think that the presence of Pacifica Foundation in the Berkeley area has not really been put forward as we would need. The presence needs to really be established, and I think that through our management transitions and stuff, it has kind of like not happened.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Very quickly, to anyone, given that we now have a new administration, have we gotten any feel for any upping of the amount of funds that get authorized to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, where we might be the beneficiaries of a little bit more money out of that CPB grant? Is there any talk about that? Have we heard anything about the appropriations for the corporation being increased so that we might benefit from that also?
CPB,
I guess not.
CPB is a private enterprise that is funded by the government. My understanding is that it's like the president, the executive branch, isn't supposed to be doing a whole bunch of stuff with them. They're supposed to be independent. They get funded by the government, but they're independent. And the Congress really has makes any changes to their funding, as far as I know.
Yeah, but is there any talk about increasing funding for this coming fiscal year, Paul?
I haven't heard about that. Be nice if we got it, yeah, but I haven't heard that at all. No.
Okay.
Okay, folks, so it seems like we've covered this topic and we have our assignment, which could basically start with a little Googling and then try to contact somebody who government representative. So then we can move on to the next topic if nobody else has anything to say on this, which is the review of the February financials. And we have, for that purpose, a consolidated profit and loss statement. So I'll let LaVarne, why don't you make us a, can you make a
yes,
presentation?
Please,
has
yes.
that been sent out?
Yes, here, I'll forward it to you.
It's larger numbers also that we have. It says for the 5 months ending, just a minute, I have two. I have one for the 5 months ending February the 28th, and then which shows the information by month, but and then I have the one by station. So, you know, basically, if we look at the results for year to date, the revenue was $6.5 million, and that's about $300,000. Worse than what the year-to-date budget, and that's why we understand that we need to go in, like we said, and look at the listener support and look at the fund drives and really try to determine if there's some delta, some exposures, and based on year-to-date performance, you know, if we should perhaps reflect that in the remaining fund drives. And the report still shows like the central service as the revenue that will be changed. And so what we have is like just bottom line, if we look at the net income for February year to date, which is the first 5 months of the fiscal year, we had a net income of $300.
What line is this, please?
I'm sorry? What louder?
Yeah, LaVarne, if you can you when you're talking about a line, make sure you tell us the line number.
Okay, let me
so people can follow along with their scorecards at home.
Okay, let me just find it here. I was looking at the sheet rather than the one here in the.
Thank you.
In the okay, let me just find this one here. Okay. Let's just go.
Have you forwarded that document yet?
Not quite. It's coming.
Okay. The net income for the period. This is on the 5 months ending February the 28th. This is the sheet that has the information by month, the actual and the budget, and then the year-to-date actual, and it's line number 153. And it shows that the net income for year to date is $311,000. The budget was $830,000, and so we've missed the variance by $500,000 on net income. The other report I sent out was the one by station, and I'm trying to pull it up here. I can't seem to.
Was there a second one?
Yeah, there is the one that shows the results by month, and then the one that shows the results year-to-date by station.
Oh, I think I only got one.
What's the name of this sheet?
Yeah, what's the other name of the one? I have P&L by stations with budget, and that's basically one page, which is a consolidated, it compares the consolidated income or expenditures with the consolididated budget. Is there another sheet?
Right. Well, there was the other one that showed it by month. But the one that you're looking at, if you look at the revenue, it shows it by station.
Okay.
You have that one. The revenue is line number 30, and it shows the revenue, the year-to-date revenue of combined of $6.5 million, the budget of $6.8 million, and the variance of about $300,000. And it shows that KPFA had revenue of $1.8 million, KPFK of $1,680,000, KPFT about $550,000, WBI $1 million, about $200,000, WPFW, these are all rounded numbers, about $900,000. The national office has revenue of $315,000, and that's due to in addition to the affiliates' income, that was the mail fund drive that was done. I guess back it was a holiday drive, so that was really successful, and that's what we're planning to do again. But to offset that, we have the unrealized loss in our stock investments. So hopefully, with the stock market rebounding, we'll see a reversal of that. And the radio archives, the revenue for the period is about $200,000. That's for a total of $6.5 million. So, total basis, you know, the revenue that we have achieved over the first 5 months, is just slightly about $300,000 worse than the budget. And where we come into the variance is basically on expenses. So if we look at line number 153. We have by station, KPFA is just about break even in terms of net income, net loss for the 5 months ending February the 28th. KPFK has a net income of about $300,000. KPFT about $50,000. WBAI has a loss of about $340,000. And that includes that severance abatement, the $73,000. We put that adjustment in this number. So we took that number, those expenses down for central services for BAI. PFW is coming in about $25,000 in net income. The national office, we've actually been very fortunate with the fund drive and the affiliate income. And for net income of about $270,000. The archives, the income is about $40,000. And when we have our general managers are the unit manager meetings on Thursday. Brian DeShavers, you know, talk about what we can do to really support the income of the radio archives, and that's by again placing at the end of the programs the 800 number for people who would like to order from the archives. And so year to date, the net income is $310,000. It was budgeted to be $830,000, so we're $500,000 off. And again, this again basically it shows again where we have asked for the general managers to go in and look at their remaining year-to-date numbers to determine the lower fund drive numbers and reflect those in our numbers. So that's basically the results for the year. And then last month we were able to do reports, which we will do, we like better words than, but again, we have been like really into this audit where we have like basically gone through a reconciliation by expense groupings, which is like very tedious. So we're still trying to do it. We'll get the reports out that we got out last month. So again, that's the results for the month, and we have some work to do for the foundation.
Okay, thank you.
LaVon,
let's hear their question.
I think you have some formula problems in the at least in the variance column. Your bottom line, if I added across, your bottom line after cash and capital should be showing a variance of $554,000.
I didn't even look at. You know what? I should have just hit those lines. I'm not looking at those because those are not really relevant. I'm looking at the net income, but I'll hide those lines the next time.
Well, okay.
Where are we on forwarding the document? I'd like to take a look at it.
Yeah, I did forward it to you.
I don't see it. Could you try again?
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I don't really. I should hide those lines. I don't really look at those when we're trying to get information out quickly. Well, even the numbers like the zeros in there, that's like crazy. So, yeah, we have to. We'll adjust those up. But the important number is the net income number and the cash and capital. We have to work on those. So I'll hide it next time.
Okay. Are there other questions? Well, if not, I'll jump in here. I did a quick calculation by station of what the budget's called for at the end of this month.
Uh-huh.
I only did KPFT, BAI, and PFW. KPFT, if I did it correctly, the budget called for a surplus of $50,000. And here it has $38,000, so that's pretty close. For BAI, the budget called for a surplus of $138,000, and here it shows a deficit of $341,000. That's a pretty big difference. And for PFW, the budget called for $181,000, and here it says $25,000, so that's a $150,000 or so difference. But hopefully we'll get those when we get their sheet with the budget built in.
Right, yeah, we'll get those done. We just, there's lots of stuff going on.
So basically, the report is that we're $500,000 off of where we wanted to be.
Yeah, a half a million.
Okay.
$554,000. 525. Round up.
525.
555.
555. Well, that's easy to remember. Okay.
No, that's the he's doing with the cash and capital. But I just look at that.
Okay.
That's
fine.
It's
I mean, 555 or 519.
520.
It's still quite a big number.
Yeah. 520.
Okay. So that's about, let's see, that's, I don't know, 7% of our budget.
Yeah, we'll have the percentages and everything like we had last month.
Okay, are there any other questions on this document? All right, so then, LaVon, okay.
Let me just say that I think I told you guys that although today is the 24th, but we actually closed the books on the 15th of the month this month. So, you know, it was closed like at the end of the 15th workday at the end of Friday. So, you know, we had a little flash, and we were trying to get the reports done. But again, we're doing the CPP things requirements, so the reports will be delayed. But what we'll have are these reports, like, monthly. And next month, we're going to go to a close on the 10th of the month. So we'll have reports earlier. And then we'll eventually get to the 5th of the month.
Okay, well, that's excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, well, then we'll look forward to the detailed report as it becomes available.
Yeah, we'll send those out.
When do we think that'll be?
Probably by the end of the month, because we're doing again like the stations. You know, we're doing CPD. We have to do our reporting to CPD. So that's where we're going to spend a lot of time. So I'll be the one who will be doing the reports. So
okay.
Probably by the end of the month. End of the week. I'm sorry.
And looking further ahead, any idea when we could produce on a national basis cash flow forecast?
When we get the information from the budget updates, like we've asked for. That's exactly right. And so we will, you know, we have a cash flow. You know, we've done, in fact, Jamie and I, we've done them, and KPFT has theirs. So that is the request as part of the budget update, is to get the cash flow forecast and to know what the cash position, which we have for the end of the month. I think I said that was 1,766,000 at the end of February.
That's our unrestricted cash?
Yes, it is.
Right, but the cash flow forecast, even a forecast based on a business as usual scenario, would be a valuable planning tool.
Oh, absolutely.
We're getting close to scraping bottom here.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to know when and where that's going to happen.
Yeah. That's what we have. Like I think I mentioned. So basically, KPFT's cash flow forecast sheet. You can drop the numbers in, change the fund drives, and it calculates the numbers out. So actually, I've used Marquise's cash flow forecast to look at BAI. So if we don't, we'll have something by the end of the month if Jamie and I will.
So do you want to share the cash flows that you drew up for the national office with Jamie?
I said we were doing BAI. I didn't say national office.
Oh, okay. I must have misunderstood.
No, I can. I mean, my cash flow forecast for BAI is basically shows that it doesn't show. I made adjustments to make sure that we had a positive cash flow at the end of each period. And so that means that if you do a cash flow forecast, we're not transferring central services. I just put in a line called central services abatement. Like in the month of April, there would be no central services. We would reduce it.
So can you share that document with us?
I can. I don't want the general manager of BAI to see this and to go off and say this is absolutely wrong. But I can.
Well, why don't we do this, LaVarn?
Mm-hmm.
Brian makes a good point. If we don't get cash flow forecasts from the various units,
mm-hmm.
we shouldn't not have any cash flow at all. So,
mm-hmm.
At some point, we kind of need a if we have to produce one ourselves as best as we can,
right?
Because we need to be able to predict.
Right, and I can do that, and that's what, we Effer and I have laid out all the reports that we need to get done so that the P&L, the cash flow, and we get that, and that's what we'll do. But, I can gin up a cash flow forecast very easy.
Hopefully, if the stations don't bring us one soon, we'll have to do something because we do need to predict given the situation. I mean, you already know this. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm lecturing you, but I'm just sort of talking that we do need to. This is something that's concerned me. We need to know as much as we can know so we make the right moves in a difficult time.
Right, yeah, and that's like I said, I've used the KPFT cash flow format, and for BAI, in fact, what I did was I just showed the $60,000 for office space and the antenna is not going down, which was in the budget, but stays at the $60,000 through the rest of the year. So, and then also I have that I understand the tower rental and the antenna rental is past due, so I've included, the $90,000 for a catch-up in that, but also it involves, in order to keep positive cash in the bank, it involves not sending central services to the national office.
Right.
And
so
then that impacts Democracy Now.
So can we see this in the document? That's what I'm asking. Because it gets very slippery when you do this orally on the phone. And if you guys have already laid it out, can you just share the spreadsheet with us? That's all I'm asking.
Actually, I don't know that it's finished. I tried to forecast income, and I don't know if LaVarn has put that into her forecast yet.
No, I need to get yours because, I based it on actually what was given to us for, based on those numbers for the expectations. So those are the numbers I use. But no, when I go in and adjust the numbers based on Jamie's numbers, then we'll send it to you based on his listener support. I will absolutely send it out.
Yeah, we'll try to get those out soon so people can look them over,
mm-hmm.
so we can get it revised and improved so we can actually get, it's good, it's easy to make a forecast, but the
mm-hmm.
whole goal is to make a good forecast.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, So let's see. All right, so that takes care of that. So then the next item here is there any more comments on the February financials? I mean, we'll look for the new documents and we'll work on the cash flows if we have to.
Okay.
Okay, then the next item, let's see, it's 1025. We have a lending policy that was referred to this committee by the PNB on February 1st, 2009, which I believe I sent to everybody, which we need to, we can deal with it now or we can postpone it till next time.
Mr. Chair, I have
yes.
a recommendation about that.
Yes, go ahead.
It seems to me that matter is really central to the question of bridge financing and emergency cash management.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that what is important is coming out with recommendations that clearly answer those questions, so that everybody is on the same page about it. But to recommend adopting a resolution at this time when the current group is not, hasn't achieved a consensus about what is a responsible recommendation, I think it's premature.
Okay, so you're recommending that we postpone this?
Correct. Sorry for not being faster about that.
No, that's fine. That's fine with me. Is there any objection to postponing this until after the emergency cash people have gotten a chance to get together?
The motion
yes,
is to postpone indefinitely?
No.
Well, indefinitely is kind of a...
Indefinitely is one thing. The other thing is you can postpone to another meeting, but we have to say what meeting...
Well, can we postpone until after the emergency cash plan group has worked on the issue?
I think what you might want to do is refer it to that group.
Okay, we'll refer it to the emergency cash plan group.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, is there any objection to that? No objection. That's good. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our agenda for this
Great.
Evening. Great. Can I just ask you a quick question? This is Lauren. We sent out, Efren prepares this, the Winter Fund Drive results for 2009. All of you guys got a copy of that. We found that very enlightening, and this is what we'll send into the general managers just to show the performance.
I didn't get a copy of it.
Okay, it was attached to...
Okay, I'll send you one.
Okay. Yeah, and it just shows the results then in terms of the average daily pledge total by station, shows the results, the percentage in terms of... KPFK exceeded their goal by 105%.
Is that true, though? Because in the budget that I saw, the goal was 1,050,000, and now everybody's saying the goal was 1,000,000, and they beat that.
Well,
I don't know where that other. I thought the goal was 1.05 million.
Well, if they achieve 1,046,000, so then if it was 1,050,000, then they're right on.
Then they're right on. That's what I
yeah.
thought.
Okay, Jamie.
Well, you know, this is an issue with me. You know, I mean, it's not nothing with the KPFA thing, but you know,
right.
the fund drive goals. One day they're one thing, and one day they're another thing, and we kind of agreed, or we actually had a motion last year that. The fund drive and the goals in the budget were, that's what the goals were going to be, and if people were going to change it, then they had to, it's like a budget revision process.
Oh, no, I wasn't aware of any change there at K, but I know with BAI it was initially a higher number, and we put in the 720 in our report here.
Well, actually, that's the number, the 720 is the number that got passed in the budget. That's the
right.
real goal for the
right.
winter drive.
Right. Right, so if you look at
Can
the average...
What's the file ahead. Name of this? Sheet?
It's winter fund drive. Here, let me find it here.
Winter.
I'm sorry.
Winter.
You know, one interesting thing about this sheet before we go, Brian sent me something and I sent it back to him. You know, you can graph up the revenue per day if you assume the fulfillment rate.
Right, exactly.
And
well, you can
we got like $37,000 a day revenue for KPFK and KPFA.
Mm-hmm.
And
is this
WPFW was like $19,000. And BAI was $15,000. And KPFT was about $10,000. Which shows you the relative fundraising abilities of the various units.
Okay, send the update on that of the variance there. Why don't you send that to all of us?
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
We're talking about the file named Summary of Pledges All Stations?
Yes.
That's
okay,
the one that we sent out, yeah.
So just to clarify, the $1 million figure on KPFK's column, is that their budget goal or the goal they announced on air?
I thought the goal in the budget that I have is 1.05.
Well, I would like to say that I think for this committee's purposes, we should always be comparing to budget goals. I know stations can build their fundraising strategy around announcing slightly different amounts on air.
Yes.
but there may be perfectly legitimate reasons to do that, but when we're doing budget comparisons, we need to compare to the budget goal.
Well, if there's a different number, you need to let us know, because that's the number that we have if I look at the package. But yeah, we'll just check it out. But you know, if it was 1 million or 1,050,000, they were right on, because their results were 1,046,000. So that's like 100%. Oh, 99.9.
Right. Statistically insignificant.
Right. Which is great. I mean, congratulations to everyone. Now, the really interesting thing is that KPFA like really knocked it out on the last day, and the pledges totaled like almost $130,000 when they were running like in the mid-40s prior to then. So that was like tremendous work on that last day.
One other thing on these drives. It's important for us to remember that KPFK did achieve their goal, but they actually spent longer than usual to do so.
Yes, they did.
So, you know, it's good. I think it may be a good thing to extend your drive at certain times if you're desperate for money, but, you know, there is some, the fact that it takes longer to do it indicates that the fundraising is not as strong as it was a few years back. And
yeah.
You know, you can't keep doing that.
Yeah, their last 4 days were, like, averaging about, what, that's about 60 for the last 4 days, like 63, 57, 67, 53. So that looks like about 60. Yeah, that's about 60,000 for the last 4 days, where before they were averaging, it looks more like the mid-40s on the fund drive. So, you know, although they extended, they actually achieved higher pledge totals for those last 4 days than they did for the prior days.
But that's common at every station. You always see a surge at the end of the drive when you start announcing the end of the site to your listeners and that they're running out of time to pledge. I mean, I think, Jamie, I would state the concern more strongly than Jamie.
Okay, go for it.
When you go into Fund Drive, you drive some listeners away. And the longer you're in Fund Drive, the more you drive away. And if you stay in Fund Drive too long, some of those listeners will stay away and not be there next time you ask for money. So the concern is that if you start extending Fund Drives to plug cash holes and extend them for too long, you hit a feedback loop, right? You hit a downward spiral where you're running down your listenership and decreasing your fundraising potential in each successive drive. And I think that's a pitfall we have to be careful to avoid.
Yeah, I think the NPR had the article that came out talking exactly about that too. But again, the results for KPFA is, you know, it shows an entirely different result for this drive, because it shows again that they're in the last 4 days they're averaging about 60, and the other days they were averaging somewhere in the mid-40s or so. So in this case, you know, absolutely, you know, and all the information is out saying exactly what you said, Brian. But the facts on this drive shows that didn't happen.
Well, if I could jump in here, and then I'll call Susan. I do very strongly agree with what Brian said. It's to extend fund drives is definitely a very short-term and strategy that's hurtful in the long run. And I just actually wanted to raise that point because when these winter drives have been discussed, it's been KPFA achieved their goals and the other stations didn't. Actually, you know, the other stations, you know, KPFA perhaps could have achieved its goal if they extended the drive, but they chose not to. You know, the fundraising at both places was off. Though, you know, KPFK did come in with money, which perhaps that was the right move. I'm not saying it's not the right move, but we shouldn't forget the fact that they did have to, because a couple, like 3 years ago, they could do that much money in about 14 days. And this year this time they had to do it in 23 days. So that's quite a step down in fundraising ability there.
Yeah, they did 23 days. I'm sorry.
This is Grace.
Okay, I think Susan, did you call and did you speak and then Grace?
Yeah, I just want to underscore that having the expectation that we can extend fund drives is a very bad one. The profile, I imagine, for every one of the stations has been that the number of fund drive days has increased. I bet none have decreased. As I understand it, WBAI may really be in some ways past the point of return. The KPFT, we have seen a dramatic downturn in the amount of money we can raise per day and per fund drive day. And the LSB has established as a goal with management to cap and reduce the number of fund drive days, understanding that the revenues need to be made up in other ways through some combination perhaps of stronger programming and off-air revenue strategies. So I cannot say strongly enough that planning to just extend fund drives is a really bad strategy.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Okay, and then Grace?
KPFK and KPFA is working on programming improvement. Some of that is already being done at KPFK, and that is improving our listenership, and it's showing up somewhat in our fund drives. However, I spoke to a friend at the League of Conservation Voters, California League, and their revenues are down 25%.
Mm-hmm.
They, fortunately for them, have reserves. They're hitting into their reserves, and they are decreasing their programs to some extent. So this is true of other nonprofits that I've heard about. And we have to realize that there is going to continue to be negative impact on our fund drives from the economic situation, especially as things move forward and more people are laid off. I am using as interim ED every bit of pressure I can to urge the general managers to improve programming as the main way to at least keep the revenue in line with the budgets without as excessively increasing fund drive days. But because if we reach double to or triple the number of people, it can't help but improve our fund drive revenue. But the increase in listenership has to happen before the fund drive starts. It can't be just in the fund drive itself. So to ask for help of the Finance Committee and the PNB in any creative ways that I can move this along more quickly.
Mark Paul?
Okay, Paul.
Yeah, I agree about the, first of all, at some point we need to set our next meeting date. Having said
yes.
that.
Yes, thanks.
In terms of the pitching and all, yes, at WBAI for FY08, we pitched on air for 115 days.
Wow.
And right now, let's see, last time I looked, we had pitched for FY09 for 48 or 49 days. And, you know, so we still have a major and a minor-thon ahead of us. and we're still scheduled to pitch for something close to 100 days, between 90 and 100 days this year, without extension. And I agree that extending the funds is a killer. BAI pitching as much as it did in FY08, it has got to drive people away. People tell me, I'm a producer, so I talk to listeners sometimes about this, and, you know, it does drive them away. They can't stand the thons in general, so some of them will always go away. But others, you know, who had been hanging around for the thons are going away more because there's so much of it. There's only so much. So often you can go to the air, and so I agree. We need to find a way of not beating the listenership to death for money.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just want to again caution on the data. Look, you're going to see in every one of these fund drives the final couple days of the drive are the highest earning ones, whether they're long days. Long drives or short drives.
Wait.
That's a natural curve that the drives follow. Last minute, people give at the end of the drive. You'll see short amounts of money on the final day of some of these drives because they were only fundraising through their morning drive time and not making a full day of it. But you can't draw the conclusion that because your last 4 days of your drive are good days, that it's a good thing you extended. You know, you can't assume that you wouldn't have a good final 4 days if you ran a shorter drive.
Sure.
Right.
That's amazing that you're saying the results are not good because they're not necessarily good, whereas they are. I mean, the facts are the numbers were there, Brian. I don't understand that point.
What I'm saying is it doesn't justify doing a long drive.
Brian's point is that, you know, if you did a 15-day drive and you said, okay, we're on day 12, this is your last chance to give money for this fabulous book, you know, you'll get a lot of pleasures on those last 3 days, but then if you decide on day 12, well, we're going to make it 5 more days, so you still have a little while to make that pledge. They're not going to pledge so much on days 13 through 15. They'll make their big pledges on days 18 through 20.
You nailed it.
Well, you know, the whole point is that when did they make the decision to extend?
I don't know, but...
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Just a quick one. If the members that are on the phone, if they're ready, kind of, and I'm not pushing it, but I'm just kind of suggesting that since we've pretty much finished the agenda, maybe it's time that I should make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, well, before we get to that, we need to set our next meeting date. So should it be in 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
2 weeks. We have too much to... do.
Well, we have nothing to discuss by way of documents right now. So
right, we need our work is. I mean, the meetings are much more productive when we have thorough documentation.
So what can Laverne tell us? Maybe when we could meet again, given her backlog.
Well, we planned this meeting in hopes of having revised plans, and you know that didn't really pan out. So
1 out of 5.
But I would suggest three weeks.
Okay.
I don't know what the rest of y'all think. That would make it...
The 21st?
No, April... no, May. Wait, what?
Oh, April the what?
14th, April 14th.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what do y'all think about that?
Well, again, I would put the question to Laverne in terms of all the things we went over, and it's a big list. What can she have ready by a date 3 weeks from now?
It's like you said, we have a CPP.
It would be helpful if it was after tax day.
That's due like this week, so you know, 2 weeks, yeah. So, I mean, 3 weeks, that's fine. And,
but that's before tax day. Is that a problem for our Paul?
That's what I'm saying. After tax day would be better.
Okay.
How about the 16th?
The 16th is fine with me.
The 16th?
The 15th is a WBAI LSP meeting.
Oops.
The 16th, is that what you said, Susan?
1-6, yeah.
1-6.
1-6.
The day after that meeting.
The day after tax day.
I mean, it's not like we won't be doing anything in the interim. So, yeah, what about the 16th? How do people feel about
Sounds
that?
Sounds good.
Any objection to the 16th? Okay, that should give us a lot of time to get a lot of documentation in.
Which is Thursday.
Yes. Okie dokie. Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, the 16th it is. Okay, now we can adjourn.
Moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you all.
Good night.
Thank you.
Grace.